Guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, a little softer day here in the grain markets.
Yeah, this low, very low volume, almost holiday-like trade, last few weeks, more so the last week here, just low, very low volume. Not a lot of news. The little bit of news that's out there is mostly negative. Some of the dry areas in Europe did get some rain. We did see a little rain coming here this weekend for Oklahoma and a little bit of Texas. That's been very dry, but again, it's not enough to get everybody out of trouble. And I think no good part of these crops have been hurt. Ukraine already lowered their crop size 5 million tons less than last year. So there's been some unreversible damage, and the rain that will show up will just stabilize it and won't make a poor crop good again.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Just the demand has fallen off so much here. I think everybody's kind of waiting to see what the next thing to happen is, I think.
Yeah, I know everybody's still eating, but the dynamics changed, and hopefully we get this country opened up and rolling again shortly and get things back to normal. And I think hopefully these markets and making money again will be back to normal.
Yeah, exactly. Livestock side had a good day here as far as the futures go.
Yeah, saw some real strong cash prices. Northwest Iowa traded $180 on the rail today. It was $170 yesterday. And there are some reports of some south area trade in that $110 area. It wasn't huge quantities, but the bids were still there, and the business was done at that price. So saw a sharp spike in cattle on that, both feeders and live cattle limit up $4.50 in the feeders, up $3 limit in the front 3 months of cattle. So a little bit of encouragement there. Hogs are up $1.30 in June to follow. So this cattle market's still a little dicey. These packers are really cleaning up. Yesterday it was reported they were making as much money as the animal cost by processing it. So we need to get these processing plants open to 100%. And I think a lot of the problems that we have in this livestock industry will go away, too, once we get everybody back to work.
Right. Plus, we also saw a slight uptick in gasoline demand here this last week.
Yeah, we did. The EIA numbers showed that the gasoline only had a 3-million-barrel drop. Crude was up 4.5 million barrels. Distillates, which is mostly jet fuel, diesel fuel, and that kind of product, was up 9 million barrels, 9.5. So it was good to see the gasoline demand. And the energy market has had a pretty good run here. It's still down a little bit today, down $1 or so a barrel. But that June crude oil came from $6 back up to $24, $25, currently $23.5. So that's going the right direction, too.
Anything else we need to be talking about here?
We do have a crop report next Tuesday, but on the 12th of May. But there again, talk is that a lot of those people in the NAS and have not been at work, so it might be the same exact numbers as last month, but that was just the story out this morning.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.